Just a little background. On the day this happened, I was with my girlfriend. I am also female, and we are both just under 5 foot tall and maybe 100 pounds soaking wet. Point is, we're tiny. But anyways, on to the story. On this particular day, it had been raining outside and seemed like the perfect weather to stay curled up inside watching movies. One problem, no snacks. So my girlfriend and I decided to walk to the mini mart just down the street. As we were walking, we noticed there is a man trailing some distance behind us and he is muttering to himself, talking under his breath. At first we paid him no mind. There are a fairly large number of homeless people in our area and sadly, many have mental illnesses. We continued walking and noticed he was still behind us. Weird. We get inside the store and start picking out snacks and I notice he is standing right outside the store, peering in, staring directly at us. At this point, I am a little worried, but when we check out, he is no longer there, so I brush it off. Further down the street from the store, there is a Starbucks, so we decide to stop and get some coffee before walking back to the house. The entire walk, I felt like we were being watched and just couldn't shake the feeling of uneasiness. We walk into Starbucks and order our drinks and sit down to wait. I look out the window, and there's the same guy again. He's across the street, but he is staring straight at us. At this point, I'm freaking out and trying to tell my girl this creep has followed us, but she insists it's nothing. The next time I look up, the guy is inside the Starbucks and staring at us with a look I can only describe as predatory and hungry. I'm terrified at this point. We grab our drinks and are getting ready to head out when he yells out, "Hey, there you are!" Heads turn to see what the commotion is about, and he calmly says, "That's my niece and daughter. I told them not to go anywhere without telling me." My girlfriend decides to react at this point and grabs my hand and we get out of there. We speed walk down the street hoping to put some distance between us before he can react. I turn back around and he's still following us. He's not chasing after us. He's sauntering in a way and has a menacing look on his face. This guy was pretty built and close to 6 foot. There was no way we could take him if it came down to it. We do the only thing that we can think of and start running. This is when he starts chasing us and screaming out, "Don't go! Don't you want to play?" The road back to my girlfriend's house is pretty desolate with no houses for a few more blocks, and we're running away from the only area where there would be people. At this point, he is gaining on us, and I think that at any minute he will catch up to us, and that would be the end. The guy is almost 10 feet behind us when, almost miraculously, we see a car coming down the street. We start running towards it, waving our hands and yelling, trying to get this car to stop. It does, and we frantically start telling the driver that this guy is following us. The driver steps out, and the would-be creep stops dead in his tracks. He stands protectively in front of us and says something along the lines of, "Just walk away, buddy. You don't want any trouble." The creep stares us down, and then gives us the creepiest smile that I have ever seen, shrugs his shoulders and walks back up the street. The driver insists on seeing us home and trails behind us the rest of the walk until he sees we are safely inside. Thinking back, we should have called the cops, but we were too scared to think straight. Thank God for good Samaritans. I shudder to think as to what could have happened if that car had not stopped, or that guy had actually caught up to us. So last year, my sister was working at a local Starbucks along this string of shops. There was a grocery store and about 10 other small stores in the shopping center. One day my sister came home and began to tell us about this really creepy guy who kept coming in at the same time every night. She's 16 and really small, about 5'1". She's also really skinny and doesn't know how to defend herself either. After the first few encounters, he began to call her Goldilocks or Cutie Pie. She claimed that this guy was in his late 20s or early 30s, so this was completely inappropriate and just plain gross. This happened for a few months, and they would tell my sister to go to the back area when he would come in. The guy then would ask them where she was when he didn't see her serving there. Me and my parents decided to go visit her Starbucks around the time he came in a few times, and sure enough, every night around the same time, the guy wore a similar outfit every day. A white t-shirt with blue jeans. We visited her for a few days, and on one of those days, we decided to see how far away he lived and if he was a local, where to keep an eye out. This may have not been a completely appropriate thing to do, but my dad is really protective, so I was up for it. We got in the car after the guy's usual visit. He had also purchased kitty litter at the grocery store, so he was a cat guy, and followed out his car. This is where it gets really weird. We were in the car for about 45 minutes when we crossed the state line into the neighboring state. He lived in a not-so-nice area, not to mention it was Maryland, and he drove for another 10 minutes until he reached his rundown apartment complex. Full-on ghetto. This guy was traveling close to an hour to see my sister every day. After this, we told her to talk to her coworkers about it, and they told the guy that he wasn't allowed to make contact with my sister anymore because she was a minor. He never came back to that Starbucks again. My sister actually ended up moving to a closer one too in the end, so the creepy guy in blue jeans and white shirt at the Starbucks wouldn't be able to see her. I spent my first couple of years after high school just kind of wandering around and trying to figure out what to do next. I worked at a lot of lame jobs, and I regularly signed up late for classes at a couple different community college campuses. This meant I spent a lot of time driving anywhere between a half hour to an hour to get where I needed to go, and a lot of my commute took me to parts of the city and the suburbs that I had never seen before. Back then, everything felt way too big and complicated, and I was totally lost, but I loved coffee. I would always make time in my schedule to stop at Starbucks, get coffee, and read a little bit. I think it was because, no matter where I was, one of these shops always felt familiar. This was sort of my way of coping with growing up. Once, when I was waiting for a friend to get off of work, I stopped at a Starbucks I knew. When I first walked in, I noticed a girl who seemed really familiar. This would happen pretty often, and at the time, I figured I recognized her from campus, work, or even high school. She sort of smiled when she saw me. But other than that, we didn't interact. This location had a lot of space. There was a large lobby with five or six tables, a bar-style counter facing the windows, and an outside eating area, and even a few of those stuffed chairs. The girl I had first noticed sat at the table closest to the door, and I chose a smaller table by one of the windows, away from the other customers, but clearly visible by most. I probably bought a mocha. When I sat down, I must have spread all of my stuff out because I remember the table being kind of cluttered. I like to take notes when I read, even just for fun, so I'll have a notebook, a pen, my book, and also my wallet. I don't like to sit on it, and my phone on the table. I'm pretty single-minded, so when I read, I can get really into the zone. I'll lay my book on the table so that I can hunch over my notebook and take notes without losing my place on the page. Sometimes I'll lose track of my surroundings. This time, when I eventually looked up, I realized that someone was watching me. Another guy had taken the table across from mine. He looked about my age, with yellowish hair. I remember he was wearing jeans, which seemed weird because it was still basically summer and it was hot out. He didn't have any drink, and it didn't seem like he was going to order one. Once he saw that I had his attention, he started talking to me. He asked me small stuff like what my name was, where I was from, and what I was reading. I was immediately creeped out, but I had always been inherently introverted, and at that time I was trying to span out and meet new people, so I talked to him. Eventually he moved over to my table and talked about how he was new to the area. He asked where I was going after this, and when I told him, he said he was going in the same direction. He said that since he was new, he didn't know any of the street names, but that he could find his way by landmarks and stuff. As hard as I was trying to be social, for some reason I didn't feel comfortable giving him a ride. I told him I was planning on staying at the coffee shop for a couple of more hours because I was waiting for a friend. This seemed to bother him because he abruptly changed the subject, but he eventually brought it back up. We went on like this for maybe a half an hour. He would ask for a ride again, or ask which car was mine, and I would make up some excuse, and then he would talk about something else for a couple of minutes. Eventually, we ran out of other stuff to talk about, so he just started looking at my stuff more. He looked at my notes, asked to borrow my pen, and at one point he even picked up my wallet and started looking through it. Back then, I was really non-confrontational, so rather than demand my stuff back, I just started to slowly pack up whatever he wasn't messing with. Eventually, he decided he needed to go to the restroom, so I started putting everything away. At this point, that girl I had recognized from earlier came over and asked if I was okay. I said I was, but I probably looked really uncomfortable. She told me that I shouldn't give him a ride, and that I should just ask him to leave me alone. She actually even stayed with me until he came back out and told him that he should leave me alone. He kind of acted shocked and offended, but then he left the store. At that point, I probably should have just left myself, but I stayed. I talked to the girl a little bit and went back to reading. After a while, a lady in her mid-30s came in. She wore a low-cut, blue dress and a lot of makeup. Her hair was styled. She sat down across from me and asked if my name was Dean. I told her yes, and she asked if I could give that guy a ride. She actually offered to pay me $20 to give him a ride. I politely refused and got up to leave, but when I got to the door, I looked outside and saw that the guy was waiting by my car. I hadn't actually identified it to him, and this was a large store parking lot. I looked back at the lady, and she was just watching me. Rather than go confront him, I sat across from the girl I knew in the spot where I could watch this car. I didn't want to admit how nervous I was, so I didn't call the cops or attempt to bring any attention to my situation. Instead, I proceeded to read while I watched the guy. Eventually, a security guard came up and asked him to move along. After that, I basically ran out to my car and drove straight home, making sure no one was following me. I don't know what any of that was about, but I'm really thankful for that one familiar face.
I currently work at Starbucks and have worked there for nearly a year. I'm a part-time employee and work all kinds of hours that were open. The Starbucks location that I work at, I would describe as an average location. It's near a shopping area with some other stores and restaurants nearby. This is a story of something that scared me a lot, and it happened several months ago. On this day in particular, I was working a closing shift, and when I started, I think it was about 12. We closed at 8 p.m., so it was an 8-hour shift, and we generally were not too busy in the afternoon until about 4 or 5, then things would get kind of busy for a few hours. By 7, the place was usually very quiet again. I remember that the first few hours on this day went by sort of slow, because things weren't very busy. Inside the Starbucks, there are quite a few tables that people often come in and work at on their laptops or read books. There were a few people that got coffee as they worked or studied. By 5 o'clock, things were busy. It was around that time that I first saw a man inside that was acting sort of strange. I remember that he had a full beard that was not incredibly long, but a decent length. He was balding and wore baggy clothes. The guy started walking around really quickly inside. It looked like he was walking fast to go someplace, but then he would just turn around and walk back. Soon, it seemed as though he was speed walking laps around the store. It was strange to say the least. After about a minute or so of that, he stopped, and it appeared as though he went to talk with someone that was sitting down. I had work to do, and I got sort of busy for the next little stretch of time. Probably 30 minutes or so later, I heard that some of the customers were complaining about the guy. I looked out, and he was still there. Now he was sitting at a table by himself and just kind of looking around. Apparently, he had approached several customers, asking them to buy him something or give him their drinks. Because I was the least busy at the time, after talking with the coworker, I decided to ask the guy to leave. I was nervous to do so because I didn't know how the man would react. I walked out from behind the counter and towards where I had seen him. It was still pretty busy, and people were all over the place. This Starbucks, I feel like, is a little bit larger than most. When I got over to where I had seen the guy sitting before, he was now gone. I looked around and walked through the entire place. I couldn't find him anywhere, though. I guessed that he had left. This was actually a relief to me, and I went back to behind the counter. I returned to work making drinks after that. By then, it was maybe between 6 and 7 p.m. Things quickly died down inside and got much quieter. A few of my coworkers left at 7, and there were just 4 of us working for the last hour. When I would work closing shifts, the 7 o'clock hour always seemed to drag on. It was very quiet typically at our location, plus usually it had been a long day to that point. We didn't get a whole lot of customers either. Finally, 8 o'clock came. Nobody else was inside at any of the tables. I walked out to clean the floor like one of us always did at closing time. When I got over to the back area where the bathrooms were though, I noticed that the door was closed to one of them. We had 2 bathrooms right across from each other in this small little back hallway area. They were both single room bathrooms with a locking door. When nobody was inside of them, they would be open. I remember the man, and instantly my heart sank. Could he possibly be in there? It was like I just knew. Still, I knocked on the door, but I got no response. I waited for a bit, and then knocked again. This time, I said that we were closing, and I asked if anybody was inside. I got no response then as well. I started to think that possibly somebody had just closed the door and then left. I knocked again and asked if anybody was inside, and I listened closely. I was listening for any kind of movement or indication of somebody being in there, but I heard absolutely nothing. I took a couple of steps back, and then, out of nowhere, the door burst open. Sure enough, the man from before came running out, and he was running right towards me. All I could do was run away from him. My coworkers heard the commotion and saw me running. I ran all the way out of the building, though. When I made it outside, the man was probably about 10 feet behind me, and he followed me out. I sprinted through the parking lot and didn't know exactly where I was going. I couldn't get inside my car on time before the man would reach me, so instead, I ran through the parking lot to another one where there was like a grocery store. I ran all the way to the grocery store and went inside of it. Thankfully, they were still open. At some point, the man stopped chasing me, but I honestly don't know when. All I know is when I got inside the grocery store, I didn't see him anymore. One of my coworkers was calling me on my cell phone, and I answered. She asked me if I was okay, and also mentioned that they had called the police. I said that I was fine, but I didn't know where the man was anymore. Very carefully, I walked back to Starbucks. As I did, I kept an eye out for the man, but I didn't see him. When I made it back, there was a police car outside. We all talked with officers, and they said they would search around the area for the man. We finished up our work, then all left. It made for the scariest day I ever had working there. I went to Starbucks last month and had the worst experience there of my life. The thing is, I've gone there probably 100 times before. I'm a big coffee drinker, and I have coffee every day before work and throughout the workday as well. I don't stop at Starbucks every day, though. Sometimes I make coffee at home. Other times, I go to different coffee places. It just depends on a lot of things. This time, though, I was going to Starbucks. As I pulled into the parking lot, the line for the drive-thru was extremely long. Because of this, I decided to walk inside, thinking maybe it would be faster. However, when I got inside, I noticed at least 10 people were there. There was a line of about 3 or 4 to order, and the rest were waiting to pick up the drinks that they had already ordered. The employees all seemed very busy, constantly making drinks and taking orders for both the customers inside and the drive-thru line. At this time in the morning, I imagine that it's always busy like that. I had made my decision though, so I stuck to it and got in the back of the line. As I was waiting in line, a couple of people came inside and got behind me. A few minutes went by, and soon it was my turn, and I ordered. Then I made my way to the people who were waiting for their drinks. There was probably 4 or 5 other people there when I got there. Soon, one of the drinks was done, and one of the people picked it up and left. I waited there for about 3 or 4 minutes, as other people periodically got their drinks. I figured that mine had to be the next one, because now everybody else who was around me waiting had ordered theirs after me. There were still about 5 of us there. I was actually getting a little bit concerned, because I really needed to be getting to work. I didn't expect it to take this long to get my drink. Finally, one of the Starbucks employees put a drink down and said my name. I should mention that my name is Jessica, and the drink was clearly what I had ordered, the same size and everything. I started to walk over to get the drink, but a woman cut in front of me immediately. She had just ordered and wasn't even right behind me in the line. There's no way that this was her drink. I was in sort of disbelief as I watched her pick up the drink and start to walk out. I followed her and stopped her just before the exit. I told her that I thought that was my drink. She turned to me and had a really angry look on her face and told me no, it was hers. I told her that my name was Jessica and I had ordered before her, and this was exactly what I had ordered as well. The woman claimed that her name was Jessica and she was in a big hurry. I asked her what it was that she ordered because I didn't believe her. She just said, "This," as she held out the drink to me. She didn't even say the name of it, which made me doubt her even more. Then she started to walk out. I didn't want to go and ask for them to make me another drink and tell them the situation. The employees seemed far too busy to even notice, and I didn't want to be late for work. I told the woman, "Fine, take it then," and I walked out behind her and headed for my car. I would just make a pot of coffee later when I got to work. It really wasn't that big of a deal. Still, the fact that this woman had cut in front of me, taken my drink, and been so rude about it made me angry. To my surprise, though, when I arrived at my vehicle, the woman who took my drink was now right behind me. She said to me, "How dare I accuse her of stealing my drink?" She went on to say that she hadn't stolen a thing in her life. I told the woman that I had to leave and I didn't have time to argue with her. She started to say more to me, but I ignored it and just got inside of my car. I shut the door as she continued talking. When this happened, the woman then said, "Here, take your stupid drink." She then removed the lid and dumped the whole thing on my windshield. I was shocked. I didn't know what to do. Before I could say anything, though, the woman was storming off in the other direction. All I could do was turn on my windshield wipers and then drive off. The whole experience really blew my mind at how rude some people can be. I got to the end of the parking lot to merge back onto the road. It was busy and I had to wait for a little while. During that time, I saw a car drive right up and slam on its brakes right behind me and then start honking. I could see that the same woman was behind the wheel. I really didn't know what her problem was. When I finally merged onto the road, she went right behind me and proceeded to follow my car at an extremely close distance, even honking at me a few times. This went on for several miles before finally she swerved around me, flipping me off in the process. She then sped away and out of my sight. I got to work and made coffee there, although I didn't even need it. Even though the woman stole my coffee, the confrontation really woke me up for the day. I didn't go back to that Starbucks for a while, but I have been back since. I haven't seen that woman, but hopefully she doesn't do something like that again to anybody else. I'm a female, and this happened a few years ago when I was in college. It was during finals week at the end of the school year. I had lots of studying to do to get ready for my final exams. There was a Starbucks between my apartment that I shared with my roommate and campus. I occasionally went there to study because I could focus better than at our apartment. Drinking some caffeine would also help me focus typically. One day, I entered the Starbucks off campus later in the morning. Things were pretty quiet because it was after the morning rush. There were a few people on laptops and stuff, and I brought mine as well as some school notes and books. I sat down at a table, got my stuff out, and then went up and ordered a drink. Then I got to work studying for some of my exams. Probably an hour or two later, I was still there and going strong. I was very focused and not really paying that much attention to my surroundings. That's when, seemingly out of nowhere, a man approached. He was tall, sort of thin, and much older than I was at the time. He waved at me briefly as he stood there on the other side of the table I was at. He asked me what I was doing, and I told him that I was studying for my final exams. The man then asked if he could buy me a drink. I told him no thanks and smiled politely. Then I pointed to the drink that I already had. The guy said, "You're finished though." I had in fact finished it, but the cup was not see-through, so I'm not sure how he knew that. I told him that I didn't want another one though, and I was good. The guy stood there for a few moments and then just kind of walked away. I looked back at my laptop, but then looked up again a few seconds later to see where he went. He sat down in the corner across from me, but a decent ways away. After sitting down, he immediately looked up in my direction, and I looked back at my laptop. From then on, I looked up here and there, and I caught the man staring at me several more times. Soon, I decided to leave because it was causing me to not focus as well. I had a good amount of studying done, though. I left and went back to my apartment. I didn't have any more classes for the day, so I stayed at my place. My roommate got back later that night, and I continued to do some more studying in my room. I had an exam the next morning, and another one the following day. At about 10 p.m., I decided to go to bed. As I was getting ready, there was a knock on the front door of our apartment. I assumed it was probably somebody there for my roommate, possibly one of her friends. My roommate and I got along well, but I never knew all of her plans. I didn't think too much of it, until she came over to me and asked me if I had invited anybody over. I told her no, and she then said that some guy was standing outside of our door. We both went over to the kitchen, where the front door opened up to. I looked through the little hole to the hallway, and the same guy was standing there. I jumped back when I saw him. My roommate asked me who he was, and I told her about earlier in the day. I had no idea how the man got our address. We did not answer the door. He knocked again several more times. In total, He stayed there for probably about 10 minutes, and it felt like forever. Finally, he left. I went to bed, and luckily, the guy didn't come back that night. The following morning, I took one of my exams and returned home to study for the exam I had the next day. This time, when my roommate was gone and I was home by myself, at about 5 p.m., there was again a knocking on the front door. I walked over and looked to find the man there again. This time, he was more persistent. The way he knocked was louder than before and faster. It was like he knew that I was home and was frustrated that I wasn't answering. Then, he even tried opening up the door, which was locked. I was terrified. What if he tried breaking in or something? I called my roommate and told her that the guy was back. She was on her way home, and I didn't want her to run into him. He stayed there, standing outside the door, but didn't knock again. He just stood there for a really long time. I kept watching, hoping that he would leave. After at least 10 more minutes, he finally did. I told my roommate that he was gone, and soon after, she got back home. But neither of us felt safe there. Luckily, we had some friends who had a college house not too far away, and we ended up going there to spend the night. They had enough space for us, and we were both afraid that the man would return again. When we stayed at our friend's place, the guy didn't show up there. In fact, I only had to be at college for 2 more days, and I stayed at the same house the whole time. I just didn't want to go back to our apartment. My parents then came up during the day to help me move out of the apartment. I'm sure that the man probably returned, but at least he didn't break in. I still don't know how he knew where we lived, though. He must have followed me back, which really creeps me out, but I had no idea. I'm just happy that I haven't seen the guy since.
I used to be in a really, really bad place. I had struggled with mental health issues from the time I was in middle school, mostly depression and anxiety. You know, the usual culprits. I had been working in a Starbucks as a barista. The Starbucks was actually inside of a Target. You would think it would be bad, but it was pretty nice. Anyway, I dated this one guy who may have been an actual sociopath. He had some serious problems. I haven't spoken to him in a few years now, and I don't plan on reaching out anytime soon. Trust me, you'll see why in just a minute. He actually found me out back one day. I was behind the store. I said I was going on break, but I really just needed to go and cry for a little while. I was feeling really overwhelmed and depressed. I just didn't have anything to look forward to in my life at that time. I remember looking up at him. I could barely see him through the tears in my eyes. He started talking to me, and he really comforted me. I told him that I thought about ending my life and was severely depressed. At the time, I thought he was just a really sympathetic person, willing to help someone down on their luck. But now I know the truth. He saw a struggling person who would be easy to abuse, and that's exactly what he did to me. I vividly remember him wiping my tears away, right off of my cheek. I was so touched, and his name was Mike. He really got me. It wasn't long before we had exchanged numbers and started dating. It was really great at first. That honeymoon part of a relationship was so great. But the honeymoon phase doesn't last forever, and when I started to see him for who he really was, I got afraid. I noticed that he wore a mask, and I don't mean like a costume. He would pretend to be someone that he wasn't. He literally faked a personality. There were a few times that I was at his apartment, and he would just start acting really weird. It was like his true self came out, and it was horrifying. He was so mean that I honestly can't even put it into words. He really did enjoy making me suffer. I remember him telling me that I wasn't good enough and that I needed to lose weight and read more and work harder and a million other things. He told me everyone in my life thought that I was pathetic. He said so many things like that, and I honestly couldn't stand it. It was like he found that negative voice in the back of my head and put it on speaker. The worst I ever felt about myself was when I was with him, and I totally let it all happen. Because no matter how mean he ever was to me, a part of me secretly believed that he would be the only person to ever be with me, that I wasn't worth anyone better than him. Yeah, it was a really dark time. It wasn't too long into our relationship that he convinced me to move in with him. He actually had a nice place, but it was kind of far from my job and my parents. Because of the move, I had to drive almost half an hour one way to Starbucks. Of course he didn't care. He never did about things like that. He gradually isolated me from everyone in my life. He did it one by one. He started with some of my friends, and I might mention that I wasn't very close to them to begin with. But any contact with anyone other than him was a threat. So he would tell me that so-and-so person that I speak to once in a while actually hates me. But sometimes he was more abrasive about it. There was one time when he grabbed my phone right out of my hand and blocked my coworker's phone number. He was really threatening about it too. I knew that if I ever unblocked him, that he might actually do something to me. Things started escalating to the point that even I recognized that they were out of control. I knew if things continued down this path, he was going to kill me or I was going to end up taking my own life. It really was that bad. I won't bore you with every little horrible story, but he broke my stuff, cheated on me. He even joked about the fact that he cheated on me. Said I should be happy he's with me at all when there are so many other great women out there, and all kinds of stuff like that. The day I realized that I had to get out was really important. I didn't really have anywhere to go, though. Mike basically forced me to break off contact with everyone, and he regularly checked my phone to make sure I wasn't speaking with someone who I wasn't supposed to. I reached out to my mom while I was at work, borrowed one of my coworkers' phones, and gave her a call. It was really nice to hear her voice. I explained as much of the situation as I could, and she said she completely understood and that she was more than happy to let me move back home. That was a really touching moment for me. I walked out that night because Mike was out. I was able to pack my stuff and leave without ever having to say anything. He probably would have gotten me to stay somehow, said the right words, made me feel like everything was going to be okay, the way he always does. He didn't appreciate the fact that I was gone. He was mad. He started showing up at my job a few times a week. He would always try to talk to me, convince me that things could get better. He said that he would change and be nicer to me, but I knew that he was just lying to me. I knew he just wanted me back under his thumb. I ignored everything he said, and that seemed to work for a little while. It didn't stop him. There was no way that I was going with him again. This is where things get crazy, though. He really wanted me back. He showed up at my work one day. I actually happened to be on break. I was walking around Target and just killing time, honestly. As I was walking, I saw him looking through some of the glass near the Starbucks section of the store. My heart dropped. He looked livid, like really worked up and violently kind of mad. I stopped and just stood there for a moment. I didn't know what to do. He turned around and saw me, and we made eye contact. And the only thing I could think to do was run. My body spun around faster than I ever had before. I ran as fast as I could in the opposite direction, and I knew that he was chasing me. It was actually weird how I got out of the situation. There is an employee door that you need a card key to get through. The Starbucks employees had them too, for some reason. I think there was a glitch in the system, but either way, I was far away enough from him that I got through it and closed the door behind me. One of the Target employees asked me if I was okay. As bad as the situation was, I honestly didn't want to make a scene. I told him I was fine and just needed a minute to take a break. I sat there for about 15 minutes and left. Mike was gone, and that was the last time I saw him. I'm not sure why he hasn't contacted me since. I'm just glad he hasn't, though. He was responsible for the worst part of my life, and honestly, I'm lucky to have gotten out of that situation alive. Wherever he is, I just hope he isn't doing the same thing to another poor girl out there.